progress. Let's go with a message, Rod. Here we go, buddy. In a series right now in the second service called, say it with me, the greatest gift, Jesus Christ, the greatest gift. Amen. So let's see what we can unpackage today, what we can unwrap today in today's message. Jesus Christ is the unspeakable gift. Now, we saw that last Sunday morning. Remember, yes or no? Last Sunday morning, Jesus Christ, the unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9, I believe it's 15, says, thanks be to God for His unspeakable, what? Gift. And we saw that last Sunday morning and looked at Romans chapter 5. We're not going to re-preach the message, but I want us to see what we saw just briefly before we continue on. We're just going to say the statement here underneath. God created man in His own image and likeness, but because of Adam's sin, we all what? We all die. Amen. We all die. From Adam to Moses, mankind just kept on doing what? And death reigned. Even though the law came, even before the law came, men are dying. After the law came, men just kept dying. We needed help. We got a problem. It's called death and separation from God. So a horrible problem. Keep looking. So man kept dying and still does because we're all what? We're all racially related to Adam. That's our problem. We're all racially related to Adam. And because of that, we all die. So, Adam's sin brought death. Say this in the blue with me. Adam's sin brought what? Jesus Christ's obedience brought what? Okay? That's the unspeakable gift. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. Say it with me. Come on. Adam's sin brought what? Jesus Christ's obedience brought what? Justification. Okay, we're made righteous now in the sight of God because of Jesus Christ. Help me. Adam's sin brought a what? A death reign. Jesus Christ's obedience brought a what? I'm come that you might have what? Life. And have life more abundantly. Jesus Christ brought a life reign. In one act, God did what? Tested Adam, and Adam did what? Failed. In one act, Jesus Christ did what? Sacrificed Himself on the cross, and He what? Succeeded. That is the unspeakable gift. So sin abound. It abounded, but God's grace much more what? Abound. So that's just a little review of last week. That's what we saw last week in the unspeakable gift. So, let's keep rolling now. What can we see today as we keep looking? So, I love all the pretty pictures, don't you? Amen. Isn't that nice? Come on. Today's message is called Believing is Receiving. I can say all I put on the screen, Romans 5, it was just a rundown of really the whole chapter of Romans 5. We did it up on the screen that fast this morning. We can say all that, but if you don't believe it, you don't receive it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay. Believing is receiving. Called the greatest gift. Have you received Christ? Have you received what He has for you? So let's look at it today. Believing is receiving. The Christmas story is all about God desiring reconciliation with mankind. That's what the Christmas story is about. God created you and me in His image and His likeness. He loves us. Who would do that? Amen? Say. Who would make us in His image if He didn't really love us? I mean, can you imagine such a thing? And He wants reconciliation. He did not want us to stay in Adam. He did not want us to continue dying. He did not want separation. So that's what the Christmas story is all about. God's love for us is not only unconditional, it's what? It's unquestionable that God loves us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us so much. Herein is love. Not that we loved God. I say it all the time around here. I don't love God because, I just got up one day thinking I'm going to love God. I love God because He loved me. You understand? Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He what? He loved us. And He sent His Son to be the propitiation. Big fancy word. He sent His Son to be the sacrifice. To be the one that would take our place. What a great God we have. How much He loves us today. Keep looking, Raj. Say this one with me. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his who? This is Jesus. Am I just killing you with this love of Jesus stuff? Say. How much God loves you? Come on. It's incredible. I love this. All these verses I love. But God commended his love toward us. I love this part. And while we were yet what? Christ died for us. Somewhere along the line, church got crazy. We started trying to get people to live right or do right or something before they ever met Jesus. You understand? Yes or no? Listen, we need people to come to Christ. And boy, you come to Christ and you don't just get Jesus, man. You get the Holy Spirit, the living God inside of you, and he can do a major work in your life. How many would say, Pastor Clark, God did a major work in my life since I got saved? Come on, can we praise him this morning? Come on, come on, come on! Thank you, Lord! A sinner! I'm still a sinner, thank God. He still works with me, amen? Come on. So, behold what manner of love that who? The Father has bestowed upon us. That we should be called the who? The sons and the daughters of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it doesn't know him. It doesn't know him. But we know him, right? And we love him. And let your light so shine, the Bible teaches us. Jesus says, they'll see your love. And they'll see that he loves them too. It's beautiful. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith. That you being rooted and grounded in what? At Fellowship, we say this, we love Jesus and we love who? People. Why do you say that, Clark? Because, see, we're rooted and grounded in what here? Love. See, my feet are stuck in love. Absolutely. I want my feet to stay rooted and grounded in love. Amen. Yes or no? No room for being unkind. Hurtful out in our community. You hear me say that. I gripe about this all the time. Makes me sick. I was at a Taco Bell last night. And don't come up later tell me I shouldn't eat a Taco Bell, okay? I did good. Okay, but anyway, I'm at Taco Bell last night, and a lady in line she's looking at me. She's 65, looking at me. She says, you're Gary, right? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, I hear such good things about you all the time and about your church. And she just encouraged me. And I said, ma'am, I need to hear that. I said, would you mind if I hug your neck? And I hugged her neck. And she said, have you been in the parade lately? I said, yeah, I was in that one in Rotunda last week, even though I didn't want to go, but I went. And then she said, you still riding your bike? My point is this, is that when you're rooted and grounded in love, people that don't even come to church will love on you and say things. Because we've got that message out there that we love people. Yes or no? Yes or no? We don't want you screwing that up. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Come on, get rooted and grounded in love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That we're rooted and grounded up, we may be able to comprehend with the saints what's the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. The incredible love that God has for us. This is the greatest gift. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that what you want? That's what I have. That's mine. God's changed my life. Nay, and all these things were more than what? Conquerors through him who what? Loved us. God loves me. Isn't that a beautiful thing to say? It's all about this Christmas story. The greatest gift. The unspeakable gift. You love me, Lord. I believe it. Do you believe it? Say, do you accept his gift today? Do you believe in his son? Well, I don't know. You know about all that Jesus and Bible stuff. Well, go ahead and just tell yourself right now, you don't believe. He's given his life for you. Do you believe him or not? Come on. Come on, when are you going to get with the program? Amen, come on. I'm glad. I don't know what's happened to me. I think it was the last several years. The Lord just unloosed me. And what unloosed me was when I didn't feel like I was loved, he came into my life and told me, I love you. Get your head up, boy. I got it now. Amen, say. I got it. God loves me. Man, all these things were more than conquerors to him that loved us. For I'm persuaded, and I am now. I'm just persuaded that neither death, What happens if you die, Clark? I'm going to be with Jesus. Nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. You mean, what about demonic powers? Didn't have any hold on my life. You understand that say? Because greater is he that's in who? Me, than he that's in the what? World. All because of the love of God, the love of Christ. This is incredible. Nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. I don't like snakes, but this is beside the point. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in who? Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen? Come on. Oh, I love this verse again. We love because he what? Do you believe that? Have you received the gift that God loves me? And quit saying you're, excuse my language, a piece of crap. Excuse me. Stop believing that. Know that God loves you. This is incredible, isn't it? Isn't that the greatest gift ever? Sure it is. God's love for us is what? Guys, it's unconditional. Let's just take a quick test. It's going to be hard. How many have somebody in your life and their love was not unconditional? Can I see your hand? And maybe they just walked out of your life. That's hard to say, isn't it? Hurts. Well, don't you judge God on what somebody else did to you. Did you hear me? Yes or no? God's love is unconditional. Say that with me. God's love is unconditional. You had nothing to do with God loving you. And again, the church, we've gone crazy. We come to Christ and all of a sudden we start adding rules and this. What are you doing? Don't put anything in the way for people to have to crawl over to get to Jesus. Would you not do that? Say. His love is unconditional. It's unquestionable. It's un-what? It's undeniable. God's love is undeniable. Yeah, but he let this happen. He let this happen. Satan is filling our minds with a bunch of bull to blame God. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. That's all Satan can do is get us to blame God. If we ever get onto his game, he's toast. Amen. Say, I'm not going to blame God. I'm going to praise God. It ain't ho, ho, ho. It's hope, hope, hope. Amen. Say, praise him. Excitement. Because Jesus Christ is incredible. Thank you, Lord. So have you received it? You have to receive it, and you have to what? You might say, Clark, I've already done all this. Well, good. Maybe somebody's sitting there. You ain't. Let's be patient. Amen? We all have sinned. We all have sinned. We need to get to that place in life where we know that. We've all sinned. Say that with me. God is and... Guys, we need to receive his gift. On your best day, you're not God. Okay? If I have to, after church, if you want to come see me, I'll point out, if you talk with me for about 10 minutes, I'm sure I can find some sin in your life if you want to go through that. Or we can just as a group admit right now we've all sinned. Amen? Come on. Come on, guys. God's holy and we're not. God commended his love towards us while we were yet sinners. Not him. He loves us. We're all sinners. He's holy. We're not. Keep looking. While we were yet sinners, Christ did what? Greatest gift. Greatest gift. Greatest gift. While we were yet sinners. We're in darkness. We're in darkness. In him was life. God's not in darkness. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in what? And the darkness comprehended it not. We're in darkness. He's not in darkness. Have you received his gift? That God loves you, that Jesus Christ died for you. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in what? In darkness, but shall have the what? The light of my life. Amen. Remember, I was watching a crazy TV yesterday and those old songs. You, light of my life. I was like, quit that. Where's the sports? But anyway, here we go. God's love for us is what? Unconditional, guys. I know I'm just beating a drum up here today. His love for us is His love for us is undeniable. But the question is, do you believe that? Thank you. Can you stop blaming God or saying, you know, but so-and-so hurt me over the years?
Well, that church up north hurt me. Come on. Give God a chance, would you say? He loves you. The greatest gift. God's love for us is unwhat? I mean, really it is, isn't it? Think about it. God loves me. How many, be honest with me, how many can, it's hard to believe God loves you. Can I see your hand? Come on, let's get it up in there. It's hard to believe. He does. He does. He loves you. So the question is God's love unbelievable? And we're going to roll here just a little bit longer. Believing is receiving. Is God's love unbelievable? As long as we're unbelieving, we remain in what? As long as you're not believing in Christ, you remain in darkness. Have you received? As long as we are unbelieving, we remain. This is a big problem. Exposed to what? To God's wrath. As long as you want to play the blame game and you know, all roads lead to heaven, they don't. He had one son, Jesus. You remain exposed. We don't see that. We don't think that. We think we're being all that or something. But the problem is, if you're not in Christ, you're not in Christ. And you're out there naked, exposed to the wrath of Almighty God. How's that feel? Say. How many wants to be that or over here on the love of God? Say. We remain exposed to His wrath. Where do you get that, Clark? From the Bible. As a matter of fact, it's piling up against us, the Bible says. As long as you're outside of Christ, the wrath of God keeps piling up against you. And then we blame. Well, that doesn't sound very nice. He's not a loving God. Oh, He's a loving God, all right. You're the sinner. He ain't. Amen. Say. I'm the sinner. He's not. He gave His Son so that this stuff didn't have to keep piling up against us. And His judgment. The Bible says this, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself what? Wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. As long as we don't believe, the wrath of God keeps piling up against us. Gosh, I don't want that for you. Are you hearing me today? I don't want that for you. God loves you today. This is the greatest gift. As long as we are unbelieving in Jesus, whom God has given for us unconditionally, we remain what? Estranged and separated from God. I don't want that for you. I'm not estranged from God. Does that mean I'm perfect? No, I ain't perfect. His Son is. Jesus Christ is right now the right hand of God the Father, where He ever lives to make intercession for me. And you. Amen. That keeps me connected. But if I don't believe, I am estranged from God. Separated. Reconciliation must take place. We talked about it last Sunday. It must take place if our estrangement and separation is going to be what? Do you believe today? You're like, Clark, I already said I believe. Well, good. Tell Him again. Nail it. Get it down in your heart. I believe in Christ. God loves us and unconditionally made the way possible for us to come to Him. But it's only through the sacrifice of His one and only Son, Jesus. I sound like a really hard whatever here sometimes. Because I believe all roads lead to hell, period, except one, Jesus. Y'all listening to me or not? Well, that doesn't sound very nice. I didn't write the Bible, but I believe it, okay? God gave His one and only Son. Any other road is a dead end. And that might be hard for some of you. But you need to come to the place where you believe God. And you believe that God's not a liar. Yes or no? Say. You just can't have it both ways. Well, I don't believe God. Well, then call Him a liar. He's not a liar. He loves you to pieces today. Amen. If He would love my drunk mama and would love a hell-raising teenager like me, He really loves you. He loves you today. Amen? Don't remain outside of Him. Jesus said, this is the Bible. Jesus, say it with me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the, say the last part, no man, but, did we understand that or not? Jesus. Can't have it both ways. Okay? God's love must be what? Must be received. Have you received God's love today? And I know I'm just laying it on you today. Believing is receiving. Have you received God's love today? Have you received Jesus Christ today? Do you know if you die today, you'd go to heaven? Do you know that? Amen. To not believe is to not what? That's it. To not believe is to not receive. I've received Christ. For me, it was December 18th, 1977. I was almost 16 years old. I had never really heard much about Jesus. Not in the Clark house, we didn't. Mama the night before, or actually it was 3 weekends before, she had watched Billy Graham on TV. And you remember his messages were just like this. God loves you. Remember? Say, Jesus Christ died for you. Did he preach like that? Yes or no? Sure he did. And Mom was just messed up enough to realize she was messed up and needed help. And she took me, the last of six kids. We walked to church. And 3 weeks later, I received the message I'm trying to encourage you to receive today. Amen? I'm not trying to get you to do something I ain't done. I believe in Jesus. Say that with me. I believe in Jesus. He's God's only Son. So, if we don't believe, we remain in what? Just so you'll be clear today. I met a guy on campus here one day, and I didn't mean to be ugly to him. But he told me that he didn't believe in the gospel. He told me he didn't believe in Jesus. He didn't believe in all that mess. He told me right out front. So I stuck my hand out. I said, I just want to shake your hand. He shook my hand, and I said, I just want to shake your hand then and let you know you're going to hell. And I want to be the one that shook your hand. Boy, did he ever explode on me. Where you at, Coach? Coach Bear, is you here? He's here somewhere on the grounds, but Coach was with me. But I didn't mean to be ugly, but come on, guys. You can't have your cake, too. You understand? Say, do you believe in Christ or not? If you don't believe, you remain in what? Okay, I know it's a tough message. It's not a tough message. This is a great message. Amen? We've received Him. As long as we're unbelieving, we remain estranged from God. If you reject His Son and you're saying you're laying me down to sleep prayer tonight, it ain't going above the ceiling. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. The Bible says God's given all authority and all judgment into His Son's hands. So not believing Jesus is a dead end. When we're unbelieving, we remain what? Separated from God. We do not have a relationship with God. I know this might be, to some of you, your church background, that's fine. We're a non-denominational church. Everything I put on the screen today has been the Bible. Yes or no? It's all been about Jesus. Did I say believe in Gary today? Yes or no? Say, did I say believe in Gary today? Put your faith in Gary? You won't make it out of the parking lot. And don't put your faith in Fellowship Church. Fellowship Church is made of a bunch of sinners who've accepted Jesus, and we love you, and we want to be a blessing to you. But if you're looking to us to get to heaven, receive Christ. Believe in Him. Rejecting His love is rejecting His what? Man, don't reject that gift. Don't reject that gift. It's rebelling. It's rejecting His Son. Call it what it is. You don't reject Jesus, God sees you as a rebel. He doesn't see you as like, well, I really like Him. He's talented. That's not the way He's looking at you. He loves His Son. Don't rebel against Him today. Amen? Roger, we're about done, ain't we, buddy? Good. Let's say some things together. Say that with me. He is not the... Can we get more people involved in that one? Let's try it again. He is not the... Quit blaming Him. Start praising Him and thanking Him. Don't do ho, ho, ho. Hope, hope, hope. Put the praise and excitement on the end of hope. Come on, man. Amen. Praise and excitement for the Lord. He's not the sinner. We are. He saved a sinner like me. Get excited about it. Come on. Help me now. Say this with me. He is not... God's not in heaven going like, I'm all by myself. Oh, no, He's got lots of folks with Him. And angels and thousands times ten thousands. Without Christ, you're alone. Not Him. You understand? Think like that. If it takes that kind of just driving it into your head, think this way. Help me on this one. He is not. Satan would want to make you think God doesn't love you. Lie of the devil. He's not rejecting you. He's got crazy people like me all over the world today telling you how much you're loved. How He's not rejecting you. He wants you to come to Him. He loves you to pieces. Have you received that gift? He has not helped me. He's not. We are. Man, He's put the chips on the table. His Son. Born, died on a cross, rose from the dead, shed His own blood. I'd say He's all in, wouldn't you say? He's not rebelling. We are. He is not in what? We are without Christ. Sort of a basic message maybe for some of us, but I don't know. It's pretty some pretty good stuff up here today. Amen? The night's far spent. The day's at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Are you ready to cast off the darkness today and come out of the darkness and come out of estrangement today and come out of not believing today? Are you ready to run into those arms of Jesus Christ today who loves you to pieces today? Guys, when I was younger, I didn't see it so clear. I didn't. And you might think I'm going overboard, some of you. This guy really loves Jesus. I really do now. I really do love Jesus now. You understand? Yes or no? Why do I love Him so much? Because He loves me. That's what's driven me to love Him. Amen? I know me. And Him to love me is incredible. Would you come out of darkness today and receive Jesus Christ? God unconditionally loved us. He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, so we could be what? So we could be saved. He loved us that much. He loved us that much. With arms stretched out, He loved us. In Jesus Christ, the obstacle of estrangement and separation from God is overcome, and we're reconciled to God. But the reconciliation extends only to who? Only. We're about done, Raj. We'll quit with this one today. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be what? It breaks my heart when I talk to parents like I did today. And I believe it's a temporary thing, but they have a child that's estranged from them. And if that child could only see what I saw as that mother cried today, somehow get in your mind, that's how God looks at you. He's not against you. You hear me today? We put Him as some old man up in heaven looking down with a bat to hit us in the head. That's all made up of the devil. He looks down with outstretched arms, hands that have been pierced, a side, with eyes of compassion. He loves you today. Have you received Him today? Say. He only requires one thing. Believe me. And don't call me a liar. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So we made a powerful case this morning. Believing is what? Receiving. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Thank you, Lord. You blessed us today. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.